You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Greene County News, harsher penalties could soon be imposed on convicted animal abusers in New York if a new amendment to Buster's Law is passed into law. Kirby and Quigley's Law would make the killing of a pet during the commission of a crime a felony. The measure is named for two family pets shot and killed during a burglary in Florida, Montgomery County, in February. State Senator George Amador, a sponsor of the legislation, said the enhanced penalty would, quote, serve as a deterrent to make criminals think twice before executing an animal or face additional jail time, end quote. If found guilty, a person could be sentenced to 2 years in state prison and be subject to a $5,000 fine. The measure was passed by the Republican-controlled state Senate for the third time in March. Republican Jim Todisco is the sponsor of Kirby and Quigley's Law in the Democrat-controlled state assembly. According to Todisco, the assembly majority would not even consider the bill. Read the full story in the Greene County News. The Daily Freeman is reporting the 6th annual Senior Citizen Day will be held at historic Catskill Point Friday, May 20th. The event is sponsored by the Greene County Department of Human Services. Department of Representatives will offer information about services available for residents over the age of 60, and local organizations and businesses will have information about services of interest to older citizens. The event will take place between noon and 3 p.m. Parking will be at Dutchman's Landing, and shuttles will be available. Rick Carlin is reporting in the Times Union, lawyer Peter Henner from New Scotland has filed suit in state Supreme Court in Albany County to halt the review of bids in the Cuomo administration's $500 million program to expand broadband access across the state. Henner alleges the guidelines used by Empire State Development to award the competitive bids were based on unreasonable grounds and without proper consideration. The broadband initiative is promoted as an effort to expand the number of New Yorkers who get broadband service. The state will provide grants to entities that can bring broadband to those who are underserved or not served. Henner and other critics are concerned the program could allow bidders to skip areas or regions that are remote and costly to reach. Quote, millions of New Yorkers do not have access to a reasonable internet connection, which is synonymous with access to broadband. These New Yorkers are severely disadvantaged, Henner wrote. Henner also mentioned in court papers several residents within the greater capital region currently without broadband, which complicates the ability to operate businesses. Judith Elliott Brown of Greenville works with computer-aided design files, but is hindered by the slowness of her satellite internet link. She lives less than a mile from a line operated by Mid-Hudson Cable. Another company, 4750 Realty, has manufacturing space in Durham, but they were told that getting high-speed internet there would require a $15,000 installation fee and a five-year $9,000 per year commitment. Read the full story in the Times Union. This has been the WGXC News Update. You can read these stories and more by visiting the newsroom at wgxc.org.